It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And as always on a Monday morning, we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh? You're doing well. That's the sound of him dozing off.
No. Well, you ever do so much on a weekend that you need a break from the weekend?
I didn't do that much.
Oh, okay.
I mowed around my evergreen trees and stuff and did a little digging around the yard, but I started to sweat, so I quit.
Oh. I knew it was going to rain a little bit last night. You know, we probably got just a tiny sprinkle.
Yeah, that wasn't much.
But I washed and waxed my pickup this weekend. So yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Well, yeah, Deb washed our car, too, so that probably helped, too. So
yeah, but you probably kept it in the garage. It's still nice and clean.
Yeah, it was in the garage overnight.
Yeah, see, mine don't fit in the garage. Okay. So
then you need a bigger garage.
Maybe.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course.
And of course, should mention, too, it's a week from today is Memorial Day.
Yes.
So we'll talk about those programs here in a little bit.
But, yep. Today we're saluting Private First Class Henry Frank Tasto. Henry was born on December 31st, 1908 in Madison. Passed away on October 27th, 1996. He entered active duty in the United States Army on September 10th, 1942 in Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged 3 years later on October 20th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an armorer with the 149th Armored Signal Company, part of the 1st Infantry Division, also known as the Big Red One. People probably remember a movie called The Big Red One out there.
Vaguely have a recollection of that title.
Yeah. Yep. It was from the... Okay. It was an older war movie, but good movie regardless. He spent 1 year, 5 months, and 7 days in foreign service. Participated in the battles of Normandy, northern France, the Rhineland, Ardennes, and Central Europe. Some medals and ribbons that he earned. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle. Received a presidential unit citation, a good conduct medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, 2 overseas service bars, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Henry, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, quite a record there.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks to all our vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here. The VA is going to re-adjudicate veteran and survivor claims for possible herbicide exposure.
Yeah. A press release came out on May 14th discussing how the Veterans Benefits Administration will be reviewing previously denied claims regarding herbicide exposure for potential veteran and survivor benefits for veterans of the Vietnam era. Veterans who were previously denied service connection for a herbicide-related presumptive condition due to the lack of in-country Vietnam service will have their claims automatically re-adjudicated by the VA. Re-adjudicated means they're going to look at, VA will review the evidence of record and provide replacement decisions in the cases of veterans who were previously denied service connection benefits, according to the Undersecretary of Benefits, Tom Murphy. We have the proper resources in place to meet the needs of our veteran community and will ensure all eligible veterans and their survivors' claims are examined thoroughly and fairly. The department began re-adjudicating claims in April for veterans who served in the offshore waters of the Republic of Vietnam during the Vietnam War, but were denied for one or more herbicide-related conditions. On the basis that military service was not performed on the landmass of the Republic of Vietnam or its inland waterways. The review also applies to eligible survivors of deceased Vietnam-era veterans and is part of the Veterans Benefits Administration's implementation of the November 5th, 2020 U.S. President or U.S. District Court for the Northern District California order in Niemer versus U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, requiring VA to adjudicate previously denied claims. Niemer versus VA is... Well, it's an old court case that determined that a veteran that was previously denied benefits should have their case re-adjudicated under the new laws. Kind of a simple version of what that decision is, but us in the veteran advocate community, we just refer to it as Niemer. VA will determine if benefits for qualifying disabilities can now be paid retroactively to the date of previously denied claims. That's, again, part of the Niemer decision. The court's decision requires automatic re-adjudication in such cases without requiring a new claim and potentially paying benefits to the survivors or estates of deceased beneficiaries. More information is available regarding VA disability benefits based on Agent Orange exposure. More information, you can go to va.gov/agentorange, all one word, or you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
There it is, right there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. Reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will say that we'll be closed next Monday because of the Memorial Day holiday.
All the offices, I would imagine, are closed.
All county offices will be closed,
right,
due to Memorial Day, except, of course, Sheriff's Office and
right,
other public safety things.
And we want to talk about our Memorial Day program.
Of course, of course.
One that we're going to have on the radio is at 11 o'clock in the morning. That'll be out at the Madison Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And the speaker out there will be Lieutenant Colonel Chris Shellstead, Army retired, who recently moved back to Madison or a while ago here. And
she's also junior vice commander of the VFW post in town.
Yep,
here.
Yep, very active in the community.
Very.
So, yeah, so that should be, and she's a good speaker. So
very.
Check out that. And if you can't make it there, again, we'll have that one on the radio. And then they'll follow that with a turkey commercial dinner with coleslaw, cookie, and a beverage with the VFW. That's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Memorial Day program. These are the ones that people have sent me the information on. Now, there are probably some other ones around. But Memorial Day program in Nassau at the Community Center. That'll be Monday, May 31st at 10:30 a.m. They'll have an Honor Guard auxiliary salute at the Madison or the Marietta Cemetery, followed by lunch served to the public at the Marietta Legion Post with lunch by St. John's Lutheran. And the Bellingham American Legion is not going to have an in-person program, but they have contacted us here at Q92. We're going to do what we did last year. Some of their members are going to come over here and record the program, and we'll be airing that at 9 o'clock on Monday morning right here on Q92, and then we'll post that on our website so you can check it out there as well.
But so if it's going to air at 9 o'clock, when's our show going to be?
Well, we're going to have to rearrange that a little bit. We'll probably just record it, and maybe we can record it and move it a little later.
That's fine by me.
All right.
I got a lot of stuff to do on Memorial Day weekend. So,
all right. Well, there you go. You know, you get a little
office
break.
May be closed, but I'm still doing stuff.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And I'm sure, as I say, there are others. I know some schools or some communities have called them off yet this year, and some are still having them. So if you have something you want us to put on the radio, just let me know here, and we'll add you to the list. So,
all right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you one way or another next week.
Yep.
Josh Benega, Black Barrel Veteran Service Officer, right here on Q92, Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.